You have to identify with it. Praise the Lord. In Matthew 26, let's open it. Matthew 26. I'll soon close, please. Verse 26. And as they were eating, the Lord's Supper. That's the Passover feast. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, this bread that he break is unleavened bread. It's unleavened bread. And said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see? 1 Corinthians chapter 11. First Corinthians chapter 11, Apostle Paul, God gave him this revelation also. Let me read from verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup. When he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Sleep here is die. Now, church, listen. In a proper setting, in a true church of Jesus Christ, because there are false churches of Jesus Christ, if you come before the Lord's table to eat that bread and drink that wine, the blood and body of Jesus Christ, and you come unworthily, you will die. You know, now, communion has been bastardized by people who are making caricature of Christianity. But I'm telling you, there is a restoration coming. Oh, yes. The first church, liars, could not come to... Sinners were afraid to go to church. After they saw what happened to Ananias and Sapphira. Ananias and Sapphira took... stood before the church to lie, and they died. The news went all around. From that day, sinners were afraid to come to church, and the church of Jesus Christ is going to be restored to that same apostolic church. That is the ministry of restoration. That is the ministry we are part of now. And I've been telling the people, hallelujah, I've been telling the people that if this is a true church, then we shall see another Ananias and Sapphira fall down here and die. It will happen. Whether you say amen or not, it will happen. No, you are afraid to say amen now because you know what you are doing. You know what you are doing now. You know the type of Christian you are. So you better hang on mercy Lord, no strike on mercy Lord. But I'm telling you, God's mercy God's mercy, his endurance has a limit. Because he has promised to restore. He said, I will restore all that the cankerworm has eaten. And the restoration process is going on now. I am telling you, I am looking forward. Looking forward to a time, that before you take off from your house, you say you go pride assembly, you will plan 3 days ahead. You won't just say, make I go. You will sit down and think first. Can I go? Can I join them? Can I join them? Because there are some of you that will enter the church. As you are sitting down, the seat will be running away from you. The seat will reject you sitting on that seat. It will happen in this ministry. Wait and see. Wait and see. We have preached here that before you met this message, now Sunday message, this comment, now for our members. This comment now for our members. We preach here. Hebrews 13 verse 4 says, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. Ha! How many people they stand for this altar? Two from the day you met that girl until when you say, I do. You don't know the color of her pants. How many? In these days. No fear of God again. No fear of God. Immediately, brother said, I will marry you. In the morning, you are in his house. In the evening, you are in his house. You cook his breakfast. You cook his dinner. You arrange his bed when you wake up in the morning. What happened? It's my fiance. Christian, no, now Christian, they talk so Christian. Praise God. Somebody called me from Dubai. Pastor, that was yesterday. Yes, he said, I'm calling you now from police station. They arrested me, they are taking me to prison. What happened? He said, the house I am living, the man, he was not in. I don't know what happened. Police came. They said they was keeping alcohol. They came and searched the house. They saw cartons of beer in his wardrobe. And he's living in that place. And he said he's a member of Bride. I said, brother, do you sell alcohol? He said, no, it's the brother that I'm living with. Brother, hello? Do you sell alcohol? No, brother. So you want me to pray for you, Abby? So that you not go to prison. He said, because they are taking him now, they say they go to prison. After 2 weeks, they will deport him. After this, they will do this. I said, okay. Brother, if you didn't sell alcohol, they will release you. But if you sell alcohol, very bold. He said, no. After some time, another 30 minutes, he called again. He said, brother, he said, pastor, I don't want to lie so that my prayer can be answered. That's why all this, I want to go abroad in the course of looking. What do they go there to do? They say, pastor, please. I say, of course, I know, say you they sell them now. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, let a man examine himself. Before you will come here on Sunday and join us, let a man examine himself. Let a woman examine herself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth or drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself. Something that is supposed to be a blessing, people will take it in a living church and it will become a curse. And you are saying, why is my life not changing? Everywhere is negative. I've been serving, I've been brother assembly for 5 years, Prophet John. Look for me in the spirit. What thing happened? Why my own be like this? Look for me in the spirit. If you want to come to brother assembly, hey, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because people are stubborn. We went to camp. We went to camp or camp. Which follow us enter camp? Who remember it? You remember? Thank you. And I read this scripture. Before you eat this bread, I eat this one. Our communion service in the camp. Either eat it unworthily, which carry our body of Jesus. Which? Carry our cup, drank from that cup. As he drink finished, ahead. Kolo. She ran mad there until we left the camp. She came back to Lagos with that madness. Who will deliver that person when it is God that is doing it? Because communion service has been bastardized. People take it anyhow. It means nothing because nobody has been taught the impact, the importance, the implication of that bread and that wine. That you are looking at the body of an innocent man that suffered all he suffered on the cross on Calvary for you. He did not commit. Everything he is paying for, he was paying it for us. All the pains, the trauma he went through, and you are picking that, you are saying, it is for me he did it. That's the meaning. It's for me he did it. And you want to come anyhow. You are coming anyhow because you have not sat down to meditate on what that man went through in the hands of those Roman soldiers. Put yourself in his position and see whether you can take one piam of those horse whip they use on him. 32 lashes he received. And he said he did that for our healing. 39 lashes. He did it for our healing. You see? The Roman soldier took that spear, pierced him on the side for nothing, and his blood came out. For what? For doing nothing. He had you and me in mind. And you make a caricature of it because you have not understood the impact. You see? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that body was bruised. And that body was humiliated the way it was humiliated. All to make access for us to get to the throne of grace. And now because of Jesus, we have access to heaven. See grace. See grace. All you just pray is pray. That is why, you see, on Sunday, every communion service, I always make this statement for those of you who care to remember. I always say that if you have any reason to prevent yourself from partaking of the communal bread and wine, any reason, Sometimes somebody will say, I know I'm not worthy. And you know why you are not worthy? If you have any reason at all that you will not participate, church, that is the same reason you also have for not praying to the Father in the name of Jesus. Because so many people don't even understand. Anytime they say, in Jesus' name, let us pray. You know, it has become like a song in our mouth. Let us pray in Jesus' name. Everybody say, amen. In Jesus' name, amen. I don't know where they learned this from. Anytime you are praying, you say, the blood of Jesus. Everybody will shout the blood of Jesus. When you say, I plead the blood of Jesus, everybody will shout the blood of Jesus. I don't know where they learned that thing from. I don't know. I think it's just a carryover from somewhere. I don't know. I don't know where. But anytime I say the blood of Jesus, we hear people say the blood of Jesus. I say, I don't tell them they shout blood of Jesus. It's okay. But sometimes that in Jesus' name is just some, you know, some exclamation in your mouth, some punctuations in your mouth. That's all. In Jesus' name, amen. Anytime you go say, brother, pray for me. I should pray for you. It's laughing and say, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead. In Jesus' name. Because he doesn't know the meaning of what he's saying. I hope you know that that name, Jesus, is the name of the creator of the heavens and the earth. How many people know that? Can I see your hand up? They are not following. Put down your hand. If you know that that name, Jesus, is the name of the creator of the heavens and the earth, the name of the God you came here today to worship, if you know that that is his name, can I see your hand up? Put down your hand. Do you know that you cannot call your earthly father's name anyhow? Eh? No, do you know? Do you know that you cannot call your earthly father's name anyhow? Where I come from in the north, the wives don't call their husband's names. Ha! It's too sacred to be called. In the north, the Hausa woman will not call. So anytime my wife says Moses, I say, che. So the day she called my name, where my elder sister I was, an Elijah, she's an Elijah. She said, eh? What did I hear you say? She was telling, say, are they calling name now? You they call a name. So you feel calling name. So she was telling, I said, shut up, oh. Let me Lagos with me. Amen. You cannot call your father's name anyhow. Why? Because of the regards you have for your father. You can't call his name anyhow. That's the truth. When he's around, can you call your father's name? Your papa is around, then you call him. Eh? What's your father's name? Anthony. So when your father there around, you say, Anthony, come now.
No.
Or you go and knock his door. Papa, papa. Anthony, good morning, sir. Eh? You will call him with an attachment of respect. Anytime you say Jesus, look at the mention of that name, Jesus. Ha! Every knee must bow. But do you know that there are some people that we call that name, nothing will move. Nothing will move. Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are you? You see, what I'm trying to bring out, church, is anytime you say, Father, in the name of Jesus, that's our prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, what you are saying is, Father, I am not qualified to come before your presence, but Jesus has made it possible for me to come. I am coming on the ticket of Jesus. That's what it means. That's what it means. Because he is the one that made a way where there was no way. Man was separated far from God. and he gave up the ghost, the Bible said the veil that separated the Holy of Holies, where the Shekinah glory of God dwelt, no man could go there. No man could see it and live. The veil in the temple was torn from up down, and that place was exposed. Anybody cannot go in. He made a way for us. So that is the meaning of in Jesus' name. That's the meaning. That's the meaning. Anytime you say, my Father, my God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Because you know without Jesus, I have no access to you. And when we now come together in communion service, you are taking that bread. You are taking that wine. That is what you are remembering. That's the meaning of communion service. That's all you are remembering. That's all you are remembering. That one day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. I know it was the blood
for me.
I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. Jesus died upon the cross.
And all
it was
for me.
That's what happens when you pick up that bread. When you pick that bread and you hold it, you are looking at how he suffered on the cross of Calvary. You're looking at how he was bruised for my iniquity. It will have been me that will have suffered all that suffering. But he took my place. You pick that cup, you're looking at the blood of Jesus. You're looking at it, the blood that was shed for the remission of my sins. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. When my sins have been remitted, they ask me why I'm happy. I just tell them why. Because my sins are gone.
Yes, sir.
And when I'm in the storm, who asks me where they are? I say, my sins are gone. We are a day.
We are a day.
That's where they are. All that is gone.
Yes, sir.
Judas. Judas was with Jesus Christ. What he saw was something he can make money from. That's all so many people see Jesus Christ for. Nothing more than the fact that they can make money from this man. Even in this church, Bride Assembly. In this church, Bride Assembly, I didn't say. That is why I say there are serpent seeds. Serpent seeds are religious people. I'm telling you. People that see their gift, that their gift is to make money. And they'll do everything to use that gift. But not even. Even here, when I have stood at this altar, not before ground here, here, go, here like this. I stood here like this. As a servant of God, that God has called me to watch over his people in this church, if anybody charge anybody money for praying for that person, see vision for that person, directly or indirectly, I say let that person be accursed. Here, As they talk, finish. After service, then they negotiate. Then they negotiate. That's all they see in Jesus Christ. Something they can make money. Once you come, immediately, there's family deliverance. Even two people, they fight over customer. You know, where there is original, the fake one will smuggle and come there. You see? In this church, there are original gifts here. Here in this ministry. Original one. But also, there is counterfeit here. Counterfeit all day. Counterfeit day. Praise God. Because they don't know the value of that body and blood of Jesus. That's all they see. What they can eat from. Okay. Not only churches all over. There are churches, there are ministers, churches that before you see the pastor, you feel from you pay. You pay, you pay. I know of I should call the name of it. I'm trying to be civilized. What did I go use? Describe the person. Okay, I want to be civilized, small. There is a church at Ikotu. When they said it, I didn't believe it. A brother came to me. Until I went home, I saw a cousin of mine. She said, she came here, she went there. That the man consecrates water for people, package them. Well. Before you take that small water, you will buy his own picture for 5,000 naira. 5,000 naira. And hundreds of people every day are battling to have that water. Maybe my own here now free. I do my own free. You see, imagine that if I can sell my own, even just 2,000 naira. Every Tuesday I produce my own here too. In fact, my wife now will enter pure water business. She'll be coming here every Tuesday to sell water. So, only her own. If you don't buy her own, it's not going to work for you. Is that not what they do in Sele? It is the chief shepherd's wife candle that they buy now. Only her own candle. Have you never go there before? Praise the Lord. That is counterfeit Christianity. No matter what anointing is flowing in, that is not of God. That is not of God. That's not why Jesus said, I went to the cross on Calvary. And God will judge all this thing and shake this nonsense out very soon. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There are prophets in some of these churches. Before you see them, you will pay. You pay, you pay. Nobody said, they say, I don't go one. They say, make I pay. I tell them, pay with him. I say, I want to see man of God. He say, fill form. I fill the form. He say, where the money for the form? I say, people, they can't see me. They know they pay. Why should I come and see another person? I go pay. The Jesus, where in the south, they're different from the one where they serve. Go and tell him, say, this one, say, he no pay. And he must see me. And when I entered, he said, yes, where's your phone? Where's your card? You didn't pay? I said, pay for what? So this thing is true. Praise the Lord. That is nonsense. That's nonsense. Let a man examine himself before you take that communion bread and wine. Anytime you pick that bread, you pick that wine. And that is why anytime we take that in this church, testimonies follow. Oh yes, testimony follow. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I have seen people take our communal bread and wine and fibroid came out. Hallelujah. I have seen things leave the people's body. I have seen people vomit substances they deposited in their body. I have seen curses broken. I have seen God come to confirm that Jesus didn't go to the cross in vain. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Why? That is also a covenant. God used the blood of Jesus Christ and sealed a covenant with his children. And the highest covenant is a covenant that is sealed with blood. And if you come in the right spirit, anybody they have covenanted you against to any shrine, any demon, any demon husband, demon wife, into any covenant with you that you have rejected, and you come in the right mind and you take that bread and that wine, I am telling you, it is thus saith the word. Hallelujah. Automatically you get disconnected from any other covenant. You don't need to go for any deliverance. I bind you, I lose you, then they push you, they kick you, they throw you for ground. No! Blessed be the name of the Lord. He made provision on the cross on Calvary for us. He broke the power of the enemy over us. That is the power in the blood of Jesus Christ. You enter into that covenant. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He had a covenant in the Old Testament. In Hebrews chapter 10 verse 9, he tells us that he, by what he did on the cross of Calvary, he said he taketh away the first covenant that he may establish the second covenant. The first covenant was established on Mount Sinai. The second covenant was established on Mount Calvary. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is the covenant that we are in now. He sealed it with the blood of his son, the highest seal on earth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's what we see in Jeremiah chapter 31 from verse 31. You can read it on your own because I want to close. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And what is the effect of it? Hebrews chapter 10 verse 19 and 20. What? It gives us boldness to enter the holiest. Once you have partaken of that bread and that wine, it gives you a new boldness. It gives you another boldness, brother, sister. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You don't know who you are because you don't know the effect of what you are even doing when you come before the Lord's table. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Finally, take note of this. It is the Lord's Supper. Communion service is not taken in the morning. It is not taken in the afternoon. Because it has a significance. It is at the closing of God's program for mankind, the evening of God's program. It is taken in the evening. It is taken in the evening. As the sun is going down, from there, you can take it. It is not the Lord's breakfast. It is the Lord's Supper. Praise the Lord. Secondly, I've said it, the bread must be unleavened because the body of Jesus Christ did not have sin. It was a sinless body that was bruised. Therefore, the bread must be without leaven. If you use bread with yeast for your communion service in your church, it is not the body of Jesus Christ you are celebrating. Maybe you use, thank you, cabin biscuit. Some people use cabin biscuit. Some people use even agege bread. Some people use ovalu bread. Whatever type of bread you use, if it has yeast in it, it is not the body of Jesus Christ you are celebrating. It is unleavened. It was spotless, sinless. That is what it typifies. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the wine must have alcohol. That's the one that some holy, holy people will say, it must contain alcohol. It's not anything that is red. It is not Zobo, brother. It's not Zobo. It's not Coca-Cola. It is not any red liquid. It must be wine with some percentage of alcohol, because that alcohol represents something in the blood of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. There is something in the blood of Jesus Christ that preserves the believer. Remember that alcohol is a preservative. Alcohol preserves that wine. It does not get contaminated. It does not expire. The longer it stays, the stronger it becomes, the better it becomes. And the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30, it says, grieve not the Holy Ghost, whereby ye are sealed until the day of redemption. When you have received the Holy Ghost, it becomes God's seal. You are saved forever, preserved until the day of redemption. And the Holy Ghost, that is the life that is in the blood of Jesus Christ, a type of the alcohol in that wine. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Any other thing you drink, you are not drinking the blood of Jesus. You are drinking Coca-Cola. You are not drinking the blood of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Finally, now, John chapter 13. Open it. John chapter 13, I read from verse 2. And supper, that is the Lord's Supper now, being ended, John 13 verse 2. The devil, having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, and Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was coming from God and went to God, he riseth from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherein he was guarded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do, thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit, and ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him, therefore said he, ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and was set down again, he said unto them, know ye what I have done to you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are you if you do them. If you know these things, Lord's Supper, feet washing, if you know these things, happy are you if you do them. Now, when it comes to feet washing, I have seen where the overseer of the church will bring water and the church members will be coming because he's doing what Jesus Christ did, because he does not understand what Jesus was doing. Then, he alone will bring your feet, you sprinkle water there, wash your feet. He said, I'm feet washing. I don't know how many go feet wash in a big church. Now, that is not it. He said, you are to do it to one another. Christians, we are to wash one another's feet. Why? Praise the Lord. There is also a significance to that. We as Christians, we are supposed to be one another's keepers. As you journey along this world, hallelujah, just like you go on physical journey on foot, you will pick dust. And so in the east there, they build their houses in such a way that as soon as you enter the house, there is a portion there before you go inside where the feet that you use to trek all those distance matching cow dungs and donkey dungs and all the dust there, they will wash that leg there before you come inside. A type of Christians that as we walk along this journey of life, you will pick a lot of things up and down. Some carnality, some frustration will lead you to do this, do that, do this, do that. And we as Christians, we are supposed to watch one another. He said we should confess our faults one to another. And that we should pray for one another. You are not to go and confess your faults like you do to Reverend Father. That's not the type of confession. It's not for you to go and meet a Reverend Father or meet another Christian and then say, Father, I have sinned. I have fornicated. And then Father will tell you, your sins be forgiven. Amen. No! Confess your faults one to another. Is for me to go and meet a brother, a sister to a sister, even to a brother, to confess your weakness. Brother Oguna, you have to pray for me. You ask, what happened? I don't know what is happening. I don't know what is happening. Anytime I see a woman like this, my body go charge. Now that's it, you are confessing to one another. You can even, you know, look, do you know this my frustration lead me, see what thing I don't do. Hey, he will say, hey, you do. He said, I do, Amo. Then he will say, my brother. The devil is getting my brother. Then he will begin to pray for you. I pray for you, you pray for me. I watch over you, you watch over me. That is what is demonstrated by feet washing. You wash one another's feet. And the action of doing it is demonstrating love, unity of the faith, and how we are all joined together by the same faith, the same blood, the same body of Jesus Christ that we have just celebrated. So feet washing and communion service, they go together. And that is what we do here once every month. Apostle Paul said, for as often as you do it, so any church can decide how often they want to do it. But here in this church, we do it once every month. And there's been tremendous result. Because you discover that we have people that the devil has also gone in the spirit and tied their progress by tying their spiritual chain. When you enter that water and wash that feet, something happens. Praise the Lord. That person receives deliverance. There are some people that no favor is following them. Anywhere they reach, now wahala. As you wash that feet, you come, you hug yourselves, you pray for one another. Pray. Something always happens. Praise the Lord. And anything can happen. Anything can happen. I told you recently how a brother washing one young boy's feet and asked him, which class are you? I said, they wash them. Which school are you? Yeah, your father, which work did they do? Discover the father is unemployed. The boy's school is in jeopardy. And I said, where's your father? He's in secondary school. The boy is in secondary school. But his school is in jeopardy because the father has lost his job. There's nothing. Poverty, nothing. A young boy like this. But through that action, that boy got a scholarship. Hallelujah. He said, the man washing, the brother washing his feet, he said, go and tell your father, bring him to me. Gave him his phone number, gave him his address, he said, meet me. And he offered him a scholarship. He said, I will sponsor your school till you finish your university. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And that is what happens. You, as you hold one another's feet, you are asking, what are you believing God for? And then, you may discover that what you are believing God for, the person get them. Let the person get them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we happy? Are we happy? You don't know when God will remember you. Just do what He tells you to do. Praise the Lord. Maybe that brother will have said, you know, James said you should not do that. That when somebody has a need, you are in position to help him. Then you say, let us pray. I don't have money to eat. You have 10,000 in your pocket. The man is saying, brother, I don't have money to eat. He said, hey, yeah, let us pray. Apostle James said, you don't do that. Hallelujah. Yeah, there was a young man that came to me one time for counseling. He said he has run away from his house because he was owing 30,000 naira. Somebody he was owing. So he came for prayer. Maybe the young man is here. If you are here, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Are you here today? He said, you're not going to stand up. Hallelujah. He said, for how many weeks he ran away from his family. He has not seen his family because if he stays at home, the people he's owing, they will come. So he decided to run away from her. Say, for how much? He said, 30,000. I said, Pastor, pray for me. So 30,000, if you get 30,000, you go back to your family. He said, yes now. Pastor, please pray for me. I said, no. And I wrote a check. I gave him. I said, go to the bank. He said, hey. I said, your prayer don't answer now. Which prayer again? Look at God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The footstep of the righteous is ordered by God. Eh? Hallelujah. There's one police woman that ran to my office one time. And they ran, and then she was desperate. She's into one of these spots. And then they were going to remove her name. So she ran to call for prayers. And I was asking her. She was so desperate, so worried. He said, she's the one that qualified. They're supposed to go abroad. They remove her name. She's a police officer. And that's this and that. I said, who is the chairman? He said, even our chairman. And he mentioned the name of the chairman, an army colonel. And I said, colonel, so person. He said, yes. I said, do you have his number? He said, I have his number. He's thinking, I want to collect the number, then I will bind and loose. And I called the number. He said, Pastor, you know him? Pastor, you know him? And I called the number. I called him. When I identified him, I said, well, the man was shouting. He said, where are you? I said, one of my daughters here. They don't come out the name. He said, he's just with the list on his way to Abuja. They are going to find a land. Now your church member, I said, now my daughter, I don't know more. I was seeing her that time for the first time. Praise the Lord. And that is how he said, if you can tell her to meet me now. And that is how her name was put there. No prayer again. No prayer again now. Hallelujah. So when anybody come to you too, and you are in position to help, stop saying in Jesus' name. Somebody is looking for a job. If you know anywhere you go get a job, find a job for her. Stop saying in Jesus' name. That is how the body of Christ works. That is what you achieve when you wash one another's feet. Because you tell one another your problem. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Once again, let's clap our hands for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I hope I've not offended anybody today. Don't miss the communion service. It's a great opportunity to renew your covenant. It's a great opportunity to survey the wondrous cross. It's a great opportunity to be partaker of the blood and body of Jesus Christ. Heaven never loses opportunity to back it up like that. And you will never remain the same in Jesus' name. I cannot take any question till next week. Hallelujah. Because our time is up. Can we stand up now? Can we stand up, sisters? Who What shall we say to them? To them, I lift up my voice. Let's worship the Lord now. To them, I lift up. Let's worship the Lord.